means just Google. It's just manual.
Waste time. Okay. So now, Tadarabana.
You can edit it afterwards.
I don't know how to. Tadarabana. Minai in the Kohen. Okay, so I mentioned we are Kuf Yud of Baba Kama. We're talking about the job of the Kohen and the right of the Kohen in the Bet HaMikdash. Minai in the Kohen Shebao Makiv Korbanotah B'chol Eit U'v'chol Sha'a Sheyirtzeh. Okay, this is basically a bright which we already learned yesterday. So it says, where do we know, what's the Makor, that a Kohen can come whenever he wants, even though it's not his Mishmar, and give a make bring a Korban, right? And that he preaches Talmud Omar, Uva b'chol ot nafsho, b'chol abat nafsho b'shiret. Okay, so that's a pasuk over there in Devarim. It says, v'chiyabo ha-levi me'achad sha'arecha. The Levi here means the Kohen. Okay, that means the Kohen. Mikol yishol asher hu gar sham. Uva b'chol abat nafsho, el ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem. And come whenever he wants. Right? Talmud Omar. Talmud Omar v'ish et kedoshav lo yeh. I'm confused. And how do we know that in spite of this, that he's coming at the time, it's not his mishmar, that the avodah, Rashi says, yeah, avodata is the schar avodata, right? With the hainu besara. It's interesting, we'll see on the next amud, we'll see it's important, this. Mm-hmm. The avodata means the meat, okay, that he gets the meat and the or is his. Talmud lomar, ve'ish et kedoshav lo yihiyu. Right, the ish, his kedoshav or his, ishayitain lakohen lo yiyim. Give to the kohen, it belongs to the kohen. So the Gemara says, "Hakaitza, what's the story? What are we speaking about?" Because what's the Gemara's question really? And we already know, okay, that the Torah says the makom asher lakohen ba makom otalotiye. We already know that when you we got other psukim in where's that pasuk? In Vayikra, right? In Vayikra, we've learned already that when you come to the Beit HaMikdash, so it's to the Kohen, right? He gets it. Ota lo tiye, his. So what do you need a separate chidush here for it being his? Why did we already learn this? What's this pasuk all about? The Gemara says, Im haya baal mum, notna le kohen shoboto mishmar. So what's going on here? The Kohen, right, himself, who wants to bring the Korban, he's a baal mum. So now, Baal Mum can't do the Avoda, but he can eat. He's not Tamei. Right? Look at Rashi there. Baal Mum. Ra'ul echol v'ein ra'ul akriv. Okay, what I just said now. Right? En yachol asot shaliach la'akrava mi sheyirtze en notnale b'nei mishpah. That's the chidush. Im is a Baal Mum. Right? So it's notnale kohen shebotu mishpah. The principle that Rashi is telling us over here is that you could appoint a shaliach to do something that you could have done. You can't appoint a shliach to something that you couldn't have done. You can eat, but you can't do the avodah. Therefore, you can't decide who the kohen will do the avodah will be. Eating often is a different story. Therefore, you can't appoint a shaliach. If you weren't a baal mum and you brought a korban, you could appoint a shaliach because you were right to do the korban. That's what's going on over here. So Rashi says, right, ra'ui le kohen lechol va'en ra'ui le'akriv. But since he's Ra'ui Lachila, Karin and Bay, he's called, as the pasuk refers to, the Ish et Kedoshav. Therefore, the meat and the leather and the skin is his. Why? Because he was Ra'ui Lachila. So he could get it, he can have it. Lashon Achirash is another Lashon Rashi explains, yeah, which is important. He says, Separate lashon here, which changes the whole nature of the brighter all over, all around completely. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure how the brighter would deal with that answer. Because this answer here is, va'avodah va'orah, is not his, it's the mishmar as well. So really, what is that pasuk telling us, according to that limud, of uva'a b'chol avat nafsho v'shireit, and we know that the stuff is all of his. I don't understand how Rashi puts it in, but there is a separate dash on there of changing the bright. We see over here that the bright is telling us that the chidush is that even if he's a baal mum, he can still get the or and the meat, even if he can't do the avoda. The avoda he can't do, he can do somebody else, but in spite of the fact that he didn't do the avoda, it's still his korban. Okay. Imaya zakein ochole, right? Now he's a zakein ochole. Look at Rashi. Zakein v'ra'ui la'avoda k'mefarish l'kaman v'ein ra'ui la'chida. Right, we'll see in a second, we'll understand why a zakein here, he's able to do the avoda. We'll see in a second, the Gemara will say, b'dachak, right, with difficulty, but he can still do it, but the achira he can't do. We'll see this in a minute. The Gemara will explain in a second. right? If such a case, notna lechol kohen sheyirtze, right? Therefore, the avoda which he could do, even though it's the dachak, remember he can Israel the avoda, he can appoint the shaliach to do the avoda, but avodata which is here, which is the meat, v'ora, that goes to anshei mishmar because he isn't ra'u l'achila. Therefore, he can't appoint who's going to get it, or he doesn't get it himself. That becomes part of the mishmar. So now the Gemara says, "Hi, zaken ochole hechidami." What are we talking about when we say zaken ochole? No, zaken of agbala is the chayev in the avoda of the mishmar. But older kohen still came to the Beit HaMikdash and did other work. When we saw that, they could help out with things, etc. They never had, but they couldn't, they weren't part of the mishmar of the korban. Yeah. Zaken ochole hechidami. If he was capable of doing the avoda, avodata vora namita vejidei. If he was capable of, if he was fully fit, healthy, capable old kohen, we can't be speaking about him, because if he could do all the avoda, then it would all be his, right? Ve'idelo matzi avid avoda shaliach echimash. On the other hand, if he isn't capable of doing it at all, then obviously, how can he appoint a shaliach? Because we've learned already that you can only appoint a shaliach when you yourself could have done the job. So our Papa says, no. She'achol la'asot al-idei ha-dachak. We speak about a Kohen who was capable of working, but al-idei ha-dachak. It was difficult for him. Avodah dechi avid la'idei ha-dachak. Avodahi. And therefore, says our Papa, the avodah that he does, even though it's difficult, is considered avodah. And because he can do the avodah, mashveh shaliach, he can appoint a shaliach. Achila, on the other hand, but eating, when you're eating with assistance and when you shalom edah, right? When a person can't eat and he has to be helped and has to have all the food crushed up for him and mooted and whatever and maybe fed, I don't know, all the difficulties. That's called achila gasa. Okay, agasa, you look at Rashi. Achila gasa, the last wide lines of the Rashi. Shenafsho katsaba. Well, it's not a pleasant sight. Okay, as we're speaking about, not a pleasant sight. And that achila gasa, says our Papa, is love klumu. That's not called achila. And therefore, mishum hachi avodata vora l'anshei mishmar. Therefore, he can't get anything out of it. He can't. He isn't capable of doing the actual achila. Therefore, he can't appoint people to achila. And therefore, the skin goes with the food, right? The skin's a package deal. The skin of the food. Clear? Right? Straightforward. That's right. Now we're going to see all sort of things which from the outset might have been a little bit different, but we'll see that the halacha is very consistent, right? So says Rav Sheshet. Now he's not making out after, because Rav Sheshet gave us difficulties, right? Rav Sheshet today is actually making it nice for us. I'm Rav Sheshet, ima ya kohen tamei bekorban tzibur. Right, if the kohen of that, Rashi says there, shel ha-mishmar tamei, ve'yesh lo korban tzibur lakriv, there's a kohen on mishmar, and he's nitmar from something that morning, and it's his nishmar, and a korban tzibur, okay, has to be given. Right, there's an Indian over here. Here, and he's the one that falls on him, right? Because you know, we discussed this before, that the kohanim were divided up into 24 mishmarot, right? And each mishmar was divided up into 7 batim. And every day a different bayit, like a family within the mishmar, would do the avoda, right? But the stuff that they'd share, the leather and the food that they'd share, would be shared amongst the whole mishmar, not just the family doing it on that day, right? The difference between if it was your day or not was whether you're allowed to drink wine. Remember, kohanim couldn't drink wine during the avoda. If it wasn't their day and they just happened to be there for the other 6 days, they could get a little bit happy, right? Because they weren't ready on guard. And that wasn't the difference enough to come in, but he can appoint whoever he wants to do it. Why? Because why is that? The chiddush is because the korban tzibur, right? Look at, there's a Rashi, isn't it? Over here, on the korban tzibur, you is doche the tumah. By the way, you can be tamei to bring a korban tzibur. Korban tzibur. That's the chiddush over here, right? Here, look at Rashi. The second or third lines of the narrow Rashi. Chiddush that, eh? Shaliach nami matzi avid. You can appoint shaliach because he was ra'u l'akriv, even though he's tameh. Right? Korban tzibur ba betuma.
What's a korban tzibur?
Ve'ein echal betuma. What is a korban tzibur? I mean, a korban tamid is a korban tzibur. all the korbanot that aren't a korban yachid, whenever the Beit HaMikdash is brought in the Beit HaMikdash as part of the duties of the Beit HaMikdash, not individuals bringing their korbanot. So the Mahayachid Dami says, what are you speaking about? Eid Iket Tohorim. Right? In other words, what case are we talking about? Why are we going this way? What's the idea? So it says, "Ima yakohen tamei b'korban tzibur na l'kol mishir tovah davar adam shabbat." Hayichdam ihaydik tohorim tamei b'matzu avdei. What if they're tohorim? We're going to use tamei. So einachinami tamei or ken or kosher. But obviously, you'd prefer to use tohorim, right? Ve'idelek tohorim avodata avora l'anshe mishmar. And if there are no kohanim who are tohorim, then there's nobody there who can get the or and eat, because even though you can do the korban, you can do the hakrava as a tamei, you can't eat it as a tamei, right? So it's sort of like a catch 22. If there's a what's going on here? What's this all about? If there are tahorim, then we're going to use a tahor. So why do we have to know we can use a tamei? If there are no tamei, then who's going to eat it anyhow, right? If there are no tahorim, I mean, right? So you want to say it like this: Ha tameim ninu, v'lo matzu achle. So he says no. They're right, exactly. They're all tamei, they can't eat, that's the question. So Amarava, Ema, Lebale Mumin Tahorin Sheboto Mishmar. So he says, what'll you do here? The Kohen is tamei, he'll eat it, he'll do the work, so he'll do the akrava. And who's going to eat it? The Mumin, who are Tahorin. So they got a Mum, so they can't work because of the Mum, but they Tahor, therefore they can eat it. Okay, look at Rashi. Temeim lebale mumin torin mitchaleket the kaimelan bezvachim ish cholek vafilu baal mum bekodshim benachot. In kodshim benachot, a kohen, even though he's got a mum, he's still and he's tahor, right? He can't do that krava because the mum, but he can eat it, right? So more on this subject. Amrav Ashi imya kohen gadol onen. Same idea, another exception. Now we know this from Aaron, right? That Aaron, when his sons died, he still carried on, right? Maidom Aaron, and he carried on working. Kohen gadol oved ka'onen, makriv onen. Right? Even though he's onen, right? An onen means that he's that a parent or somebody close to him hasn't yet been buried. Right? They've died, but they aren't buried yet. So a kohen hedyot onen can't do avoda, but a kohen gadol does avoda. Kohen gadol never leaves Beit HaMikdash. Not na lechol kohen sheyutzev avodatav ora l'anshei mishmar. So a kohen, he can't eat the food, right? But it, he can do whatever he wants to because he could have done the korban. Look at Rashi there. Notno lekol kohen sheyutze. The kevan, says Rashi. The kevan the kohen gadol makriv onen. Kriktiv la'aviv l'imo lo yitama. Umin ha-migdash lo yetze. Right? He never leaves the migdash even for his parents. He met aviv l'imo. Have onen. Afilu hachi mikdushato lo yetze v'lo yechalel. He doesn't go out. He doesn't go to the funeral. Right? כלומר, דעבודתו שיעבוד בעיינות לא תתחלל. האחד הדיוט שלא יצא חילל, but a hedyot does, okay? That's the idea. So therefore, because the korban, the kohen gadol, can, is right to the hakrava, he can appoint somebody. So we see the principle coming up very clearly. Tanya, kohen gadol makriv onen ואין אוכל ואין חולק לאכול לערב. So we got a bright idea. This is the kohen gadol makriv onen ואין אוכל, right? ואין אוכל. And he can't keep his head aside and wait till night time when he is no longer on end. So, what's the habamina here? What's the chidush? Sagra chamina ki chas rachmana alei de kohen gal li kruvehu. Aval isha v'shaliach lo matzi mashvei kamashla. We might have thought that maybe a kohen gadol, the Torah's got rachamim on him that since he's not, he can't mitchanen, he can't mitchalel, he could have done the avoda, but he can't appoint anybody else. Kamash, rather, he could even appoint somebody else. That schut of his is an inherent schut, and it's as strong as anything else. Okay, it's the end of the Mishnah. Now we start a new sugya. Mash nitin. This is basically what we learned yesterday. Hagozlet ager v'nishbalo. So he stole from the ger, who's got no yorshim, right? And then he made a shvua that what he lied, right? Shvua that they never actually stole it, and the ger died, and he hadn't yet had an opportunity to do anything, right? And now he's on his way to Jerusalem. So he has to go, we learned yesterday, he has to take the Keren and the Chomesh and go up to Yerushalayim and give it to the Kohanim. Remember what the Papa said yesterday? The Papa said he has to say, that was with the father, right? Oh, that was the father. Okay. getting confused. I think Rav Papa said he has to say that it's a gzeira, but I think that was the father we said there. Rav Tzrich Shomar Ze Gezel Avi. Right, that's the father, not with the coin, but maybe the same with the coin. But yeah, not the coin. Ze Gezel Avi. Okay. Because the pasuk says, we've got the pasuk over here. The pasuk tells us in Bamidbar, he's got no one he can return it to. Hashem Hamushav, that Hashem gets returned. Lashem, Lakohen, Milvad Lakipurim, Asher Yuchupar Borav. We understood that yesterday. It's being pretty straightforward that the Hashem is the Keren that he stole. Hamushav Lashem was the Chomesh, and Lakipurim was the Kapara. The Gemara is going to see just now in a second that maybe it's not so straightforward. Okay, so now, as I'm sure, Hashem Makoem Milvad Elakipurim Asher Yuchupar. Haya Maaleh Takesef Veet Hashem. Now he's on his way up to Jerusalem to bring the stuff that he'd stolen, plus the Hashem. Umeit, we're talking about the Gazlan now, right? The guy, the Gazlan dies, right? Right, Baderich on his way. Akesef yinaten banav. This is amazing, right? Who's banav? The Gazlan's banav. Give it to his children, right? Why does he give it to his children? Look at Rashi. The Gazlan. The guy himself, the Gazlan, Zachaba bei mimitat hager. The ger died, and he was zocher because the ger was left for hefka. So in actual fact, he was zocher, was in his hands, and he was zocher from the hefka. But there was a problem with him. His problem was there was a halacha that he couldn't keep it. So he had to do hashava. Look at Rashi. Ele debayi lemavet hashava. Ki echid etiav elei kapara shvuatei. Because he had to have kapara on his shvua. However, vahashta, but now he's dead. Too late a kapara. The Kevin Demit, he's dead. There's no kapara when you're dead. It's too late. So the whole purpose of him having taken up to the Beit HaMikdash was to do kapara. But in actual fact, it was his. Now there's no kapara, so who gets it? It's Yoshim.
He doesn't have to...
He's dead.
No, I know that, but I'm saying the whole purpose of going to Jerusalem was for kapara, wasn't it also to pay back? But because he can't pay back the dead Gary...
But that is kapara. That's exactly because there's a mitzvah of hashava. He has to give it back. Now the ger has got no yoshim, so who's he going to give it back to? He has to fulfill this mitzvah. His chazara b'tshuva isn't complete till he gives it over. Remember that Malchut Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that it can never stay in your hands. Has to leave your hands, right? They said what's going on. He has to leave his hands, but it's his hands that has to leave. It's not the din is not in the cheftza. It's not the din in the gzeila that has to leave his hands. The din is in the gavra that he can't have it in his hands. So now once he's dead, it's not in his hands. It goes to his yoshim. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Hashem, but so now we've got a problem. We've got the keren and the chomesh, so that can go to the yoshim. But what about the korban? The korban was set aside as a korban. Now we know you have to be if the mate bali. It's any halacha, by the way. The body made you don't bring the korban. So the asham you put it out to graze, right, until it gets a blemish, and then you sell it, right. But you plu damav l'nedava, right, and then the money, right. Look at Rashi l'nedava l'shofarot ketsam izbeach olot basar l'shem l'orot l'kohanim. So that once it's been got a because you can't bring it as a korban. So you leave it out to get the blemish, then you sell it, then that money you give to the Beit HaMikdash, there was special shofarot with those like big bag boxes with the korbanot, so the different monies that you bring to the Beit HaMikdash, there it would go to Keitz HaMizbeach. If there wasn't any korbanot, the idea was the Mizbeach should never be empty. And if guys weren't coming and they weren't bringing it on, there wasn't a lot of traffic in the Beit HaMikdash, so the Kohanim would use money from there and buy korbanot to keep the Beit HaMizbeach busy all the time, the money would go to there. Because he's dead. You have to have a baalim to bring a korban. Right. Now, Tana Kesef L'Anshei Mishmar Umeit. He got there already. He gave the money to the Kohanim, and then he died. But now he wasn't able to bring a korban. So maybe they have him in the list, and the tshuva isn't completed yet. So give back my money. Yeah. Right, the Yoshim will say, I want the money, since his tshuva wasn't done. So therefore, it was not our fault that he died a second before, after he gave the money. If he had died 3 minutes earlier, we'd have the money, give it to us. Right. Ein ha-yor shechil notzi miyadam, shneemar, ve'ish asher yiten nechohen lo yihyeh. That's the same pasuk we learned, by the way, about the fact that the Kohen could bring a mis- korban whenever he wanted and would be his. He wouldn't have to give it to the Yorshim, right? To the Anshei Mishmar, right? Now Tana Kesef. Now we've got a situation like this. We're giving a scenario. Now Tana Kesef, the Yariv, right? That is the Mishmar. Rashi tells us over here. Yehoi Yariv, Rashi calls him. Right, Yehoi Yariv. Yeah, right. Rishona lechol haMishmarot. He was the first Mishmar. When the Mishmarot started in 24, he was the first family of the first Mishmar was called Yehoi Yariv. Right? The Yedaya was the second Mishmar. Okay? So the Tana Kesef or Yariv, he arrived, let's say, on the Thursday, or Friday Erev Shabbos. And Yehoi Yariv was still their Mishmar in the Beit HaMikdash. And he gave them the money. But by the time he got round to bringing the Korban Hashem, it was already Sunday. And the Mishmar had changed. And now Yedayah was in the Beit HaMikdash. So he says Yatsa. He's Yotze. Why? Because the order has to be that he first gives the money. The money you first give, then you bring the Korban. If you done it the other way around, Hashem lo Yariv, the Kesef lo Yedayah, right? Now he arrived on the Thursday, on the Hashem lo Yariv, right? He arrived on the Thursday and he gave the Korban to Yariv. And then on Sunday came to the mission and brought the Keren. Im Kayam Hashem, bless you. Im Kayam Hashem, Yakrivu B'nai Yedayah. If they haven't yet given Dani Hashem, your Daya, from the first day, they give it over to the guys on the second Mishmar and they do it. V'im lo, Yachzir V'yavi Hashem Acher. He brings out the Korban because he gives the money to the second Mishmar, right, to Yedaya, but he has to bring the Korban after the money. Shamei V'gzaylo Ad Shelo Hevi Hashemo Yatza. Right? Hevi Hashemo Ad Shelo Hevi Gzaylo Lo Yatza. That's the order. Okay, Natan and Akeren V'lo Natan and Achomesh En Achomesh Ma'akev. That's an interesting one, right? He gave the Keren, didn't bring the Chomesh. The Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Look at Rashi there. Natan Akeren LaKohanim En Achomesh Ma'akev V'lakriv Et Hashem V'natan Adayin Ulesof Natan. But in the end he gives it, but they can bring the Korban, right? But it isn't Ma'akev like the money. Is that Tzarech Lomar Notain, right? That Rashi, there's a Tikkun Mishra Rashas Adayin Ulevasof Notain. He will give it. Okay. The Gemara. Tad Rabbanan Hashem Zekeren. So now we understand this Pasuk. We, as I explained the Pasuk earlier, to us it seemed straightforward up until now. The Gemara grapples with the wording, what relates to what. Look at the Pasuk for a second. V'im'ein ish go'el hashiv, he's got no one to give it to, ha'asham, right? So the asham, we understood that the asham was the keren, the money that he's stolen, right, elav, ha'asham ha'mushav, that we understood always was the chomesh, and then we've got el ha'kippurim, was the korban. So now the Gemara is going to say, maybe asham is the actual ayil, not the kesef. And then we'll say, what's the difference? Because they're all mentioned in the Pasuk. Anyhow, we'll see that. Nice fun and games. Hashem ze keren, Moshav ze chomesh. Or Eino, maybe no. El Hashem ze ayil. Okay, now, the Gemara, this is a brighter. The Gemara just stops for a second, the brighter, and says, Ulamai naf kamina. What's the difference? Right? What's the difference? Laf says that the Gemara says it's important, the difference. Why is it different? Lafu kamina Rava. Because we have to know, because Rava said something, and depending on whether you say that the word Hashem is the keren or the ayil, will affect what Rava said, right? Gazal ager, gezel ager sheikh zero balayla. Rava said that if you start from the ger and you brought it back at night, lo yatza. Hich zero chatzain, lo yatza. If you brought back only parts of it, you aren't lo yatza. My time, why? Because the Torah calls that gezel ager Hashem kari rachmana. They called it an Hashem. And therefore, if it's called an Hashem, if the Keren is the Hashem, the Torah called it Hashem. Why did it call it Hashem? That the laws of a Korban apply. You don't bring a Korban at night. You don't bring a Korban in pieces. So if it's like an Hashem, then you can't bring back the Gezel at night. You can't do it in pieces. If the Hashem is not the Keren, but Hashem is the Ayil, then the Torah didn't call the Keren the Hashem, and therefore wouldn't apply to Rava. That's why we have to know the difference. Now the brighter carries on. It says, Keshuomer Milvad El HaKippurim. So here's the answer. It says, El HaKippurim, HaVomer Hashem Zekerin. Therefore, we know that the Korban is the El HaKippurim, and the Hashem is not the Hashem, the Hashem is the Keren, and therefore, Rava would be correct. because the Torah calls the Keren Asham, and therefore you're limited. Okay. Tanya Idach, another brighter. Asham ze Keren. Same idea to prove on that, right? Hamushav ze Chomesh, and the Mushav is Chomesh. Or Eno el Asham ze Chomesh. Maybe no. Maybe the Asham now is not the El HaKippurim. Maybe the Asham is the Chomesh. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Mai Nafkamina, same idea. Lafuk about Nitin to understand Alochim and Nitin, Nitna, Natanu la Keren, Natanu la Chomesh. In our Mishnah we had that, right? Now if the Chomesh, right, maybe the Chomesh wouldn't be Ma'akev, because if the Chomesh is called an Asham, then an Asham would be Ma'akev, right? The Asham is Ma'akev. If it's not an Asham, then it's not Ma'akev, right? Adrabas is the Gemara, Chomesh Ma'akev, should be Ma'akev, the Chomesh should be Ma'akev, right? Look at Rashi Adrabah. Adrabah, it's the second wide lines of Rashi. It's like slipped into it. It hasn't got to do with Ramatchil. Chomesh Ma'akev. The Asham Kari Achman Lashon Korban. Keshu Omer, right? It's called an Asham. So the Gemara answers now. Keshu Omer Ve'eshivit Asham Obroshov V'chamishito. Got another Pasuk, right? Which speaks about the whole idea of Eshivit Asham Obroshov V'chamishito. Havi Omer Asham Ze Keren. So we see that the Asham is the Keren, not the Chomesh.
Avidashu
Omer Chamishito. Ked, Chamishito. Tanya Idach, Asham ze Keren, same idea. Hamushav zu ze Chomesh. Ubegez la ger, akatub la ber. And Hamushav ze Kefel. So now we've got a question now. When it says Asham, that's Keren, and the Mushav is Chomesh, and we're speaking about Gez la ger, maybe no. Maybe Eno Ela Hamushav ze Kefel, not Chomesh. Mushav means Kefel. We're not discussing Gez la ger, we're discussing Gneivat ger. And Gneiva would be, and Gneiva is Kefel, not Chomesh. The Gemara says like this: Keshu Omer Beishivet Hashemor Berosho Bechamishlo Hare Bemamon Mishtalem Berosh Hakatuv Benaber. What's Mamon Mishtalem Berosh? Look at Rashi there. Keren Levado Shurosh. It's Keren. We're not doing anything else, right? Hakatuv Benaber. So we see it's Keren. Now the Gemara says Gufa. Now we take a part that we just said, and we look into this special Gufa Amar Av Gezel Ager Shech Ziru Belayla Lo Yatsa. So now we're speaking about over here that we spoke earlier on, right? We said that it all depend whether it was called Asham or not. If it was an Asham, then it wouldn't be able to come back at night. Hechzor chatzino yatsa. My time, what's the reason? Asham kari rachmana. Right, because the Torah calls it an Asham. All the halachas of an Asham. V'amarava, gez lager, she'ein bo shave pruta. Now we've got an interesting concept. Amarava, another mamar here of Rabba. Right? V'amarava, gez lager, she'ein bo shave pruta. A gez lager that's got less than shave pruta, which is actually not worth anything, right? L'chol kohen v'kohen lo yatsa yedei chovato. You bring a gezel. I'm saying when you bring gezel ager, right, to the Beit HaMikdash, you got a mishmar. Let's say in that mishmar of your yarav, there were, I don't know, 50 people, okay, and the kohen and the gezel ager was worth 49 prutot, and there are 50 kohanim, and they've all got a split between them. I don't know. Could be more.
Right?
No, 20 Abba Mishmarot.
Mishmarot.
Right? We don't have anything in the Mishmeret. And they've got 50, let's say, in the Mishmeret. And the and what you bring is worth 49 Prutot. So each coin's going to get a little bit less than a Pruta. Right? So according to Rava, that you can't do that. That's not considered Achzara, Hashava. Right? My timer, Tichtiv Ha'asham Hamushav. Right, ad sheyeh hashava lechol kohen v'kohen. And this is the pruta, because of the pruta. Right, so that's what Rabbi said. Right, mishlam v'ein poshav pruta kol mishmar yirav v'yesh poshav pruta. Okay, now by Rabbi, ein bo lemishmeret yoyirav v'yesh bo yoyariv v'yesh bo lemishmeret yedaya. Right, let's say that yedaya is a smaller mishmeret in your yoyariv. They're 50, and your yada they're 30. So now, and the kegzela is worth 40. So now, if you bring it to that mishmar, it'll be enough for all of them, right? Mahu.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's families. Families on kavod. Hey, chidami, what's going on? The Gemara says, "Ilay medaya veli yadaya b'mishmeret yadaya." If you gave it to them on their mishmeret, ha'it pay. Then there's no question, right? Obviously, if it was their mishmeret, you gave it to them. So he said, Lord Shikha, the question is the Yahweh le Yedaya b'mishmarto de Yoyariv. That's the question, my. In other words, you came to the Amidah, so you saw on the Thursday, Yoyariv's mishmar are big, And we have to, you know what, I'll give it to your daya, and next week they'll do the whole story. That's the question. Maybe we say, since it wasn't his mishmar, therefore we don't care. We haven't done nothing.
When does the next mishmar arrive?
On the Sunday. They arrive on Shabbos. They arrive on Friday already. They're both there on the Shabbos. The last mishmar finishes off on the Shabbos, and the new mishmar starts on the Sunday. But they arrive on the Friday already. So in theory, this could happen. You arrive on the Friday, and they both mishmarot already at the Beit HaMikdash. And you can see, right? And he sees there, they're there, only 30 guys there, 50. I better give it to them, otherwise not counted. Right? Right? So now, me, I mean, I came to love mishmar tohu, velo klumu, or deal me kevan, de lo chazi leimi ikara li yedaya kai. He says, no, maybe since your yariv, it wasn't chazi, they couldn't get any, I was lo rawi. Therefore, had he given it to them, it wouldn't be worth anything. He gives it to them, it is good. The Gemara's answer is, Taiku. Okay, Aryeh likes this.
So, always the good question.
Good question.
We had a few
in
the last few days.
Yeah, we had one of that as well, right? So now, Bayi Rav, another one of Rav's questions. Kohanim Mahu. Right, let me say the Kohanim, right? What do you mean by the Bayi Rav? Kohanim Mahu. Shechaku gezlager keneged gezlager. Can they switch? Can Kohanim exchange Gizlei Hager one with another? Me, and what's the question? Me Amrinan Asham Kariach Mana. The Torah calls it an Asham. Ma Asham Ein Chokin Asham Keneged Asham. Av Gezel Ein Chokin Gezel Hager Keneged Gezel Hager. So just like it's an Asham, you can't switch Ashamot. The Kohen of that Mishmar gets his food from his Mishmar.
The question over here is:
they're not allowed to keep it. They can.
Let's say that the your Yarav Yana and your Daya, they want to exchange. The guy brings Gezlager. Let's say that this guy stole an ox and this guy stole a car. He says, you know what? I'm going to open for an ox. You take my ox. And the next Mishmar says, I'll give you the car. And they do a barter on what they got from the Mishmar. Right? Can they do that?
Same gear or different
gear? No, different gearim. One Gezel Hager brought he stole a car. Okay. So he brings a car to there, and I don't have a driver's license.
Why have got Gezel Hager? It could be.
No, we speak. Well, that's the Gemara saying. With an Asham, they can't do it. Uh-huh. That's the question. That's the whole question. With Korbanot, they can't do that. What they get that is theirs. They can't exchange. It's theirs. Yeah, that's the question. That's the Gemara's question. Is Gezel Hager like an Asham? What do you say? No?
Are you? I said there's no secondary market.
No secondary market. Right? Maybe they can sell it to each other, but they can't exchange it. Maybe. Because maybe it's theirs they can sell. Maybe they can't just do an exchange. Maybe. Ma Hashem, so me Amrinan Hashem Kariach Mana, Ma Hashem Ein Chokin Hashem Nek Hashem, Av Gezel Zagor Abachav, yeah? Av Gezel Hager, Ein Chokin Gezel Hager, can you get us a Ger? Or deal me, no, Gezel Hager Mamonahu. Maybe Gezel is Mamon, it's like Mamon, therefore they can do what they want with it. Now that's the Gemara's question, that's his question. Right, Mamonahu. So Hadar Pashtei Rava asked the question, he answered it himself. Asham Kare Rachmana. It's an Asham, and therefore they can't exchange it. All the didim of an Asham. And he taught this beforeash, Rav Matni, Rav Acha. He said, Rava taught us, Kohanim ein chokin gezlager, kereged gezlager, ma'ataima, Asham Kare Rachmana. It's called an Asham.
Asham,
the gezel, the keren is the Asham. And not that we proved, not the chomesh, and not the korba. Right. Now, okay, we're moving quickly. Yeah, by Rav, another question of Rav's. Kohanim begez lager. Right? These Kohanim that get the gez lager. Yoshin havu or mekable matanot havu. Now the question is, because the ger died, right? The ger died. So are the Kohanim considered yorshim of the gers? Mm-hmm. Or they considered, not yorshim, they considered, no, they got a matana. No, it's one of the matanot of the Beit HaMikdash.
The tax question.
Oh, it's a tax question. Very good. It's a tax question. When you get your, did you get a gift from a parent, or art, or was it Yerushan? Right. Good question. Good question. Right. Exactly. Right. So that's the question. We're going to actually. That's going to take the whole Amud to answer this question. But that's the question. Right. So the Gemara says like this, Lemai Nafkamina. Right? What's the difference? So Iris says it's Pashut the difference, right? Do we pay tax on it or don't we? Right? So he says the Gemara answer says, Kagon Shegazal Chametz. Right? So he stole Chometz. va'avar, the Haggadah Bachle, it doesn't say she'avar, va'avar leva Pesach, right, in his hands. He stole the chometz, and after he stole, right, he stole the chometz. It's a famous case, we've had a whole of the sugya here, right, that when you stole the chometz, you had the, and then in your possession, it became chometz, she'avar leva Pesach, and we say, what do we say, that you can say to the owner, right, what do we say? Have munach lekach. Not munach. There's a guy. The Gemara is telling us. Hare shelcha lefanecha. Thank you. Hare shelcha lefanecha. Right. That's good. We spoke about gezel, yeah. So is it hare shelcha lefanecha? Right. That's why it's different. It's important that daf kamina, what the Haggadah Abach said. It's not gazal chametz she'avar lapesach. That already you, but gazal. Exactly. When you stole it, it was shaveh something. Now it's not shaveh anything. Right. So she kagon she gazal chametz ve'avar al vapesach. Because from a sugya, I understand that it makes sense, right? I amart yorshin havu. If exactly, right? He got courage. The rabbi this morning quoted the Bach in his halacha share, right? The same Bach, by the way, the same Bach. The Bach is the parish on the Shulchan Aruch. I'll show it to you afterwards. Right? He's the father-in-law of the Taz, if I'm not mistaken, of the Taz, the Turei Zahav. Right? I amart Yorshin Havu. Right? If you say that it's Yorshin, Hainud, Haide Yarte Morit. Right? If it's Yerusha, right, then what the Ger had, he had, and he was Morit, he gave it to you, and therefore this guy who brings it is Yatza Yedei Chovato, right? Am I clear?
No.
Right, I think. If it's Chomet Shavar Lo HaPesach, and now we said a second ago that you can't bring something that's this Shavar Pruta. Remember? Mm-hmm. When you come to the Beit HaMikdash, and you want to be like Chozer B'tshuva, and you're giving your stuff over to the Kohanim, it has to be Shavar Pruta to each Kohen for Kohen. If it's Chomet Shavar Lo HaPesach, is it Shavar Pruta?
No.
So now the question is, if it's not Shavar Pruta, and you gave it to the Kohanim, so how can you be Yotzei? The Gemara said like this, it now will depend on whether it's a Matana or a Yerusha. Mm-hmm. If the Gazlan was Yoresh, the Kohanim were Yoresh, so they were Yoresh, when he was Yoresh, this is what he was Yoresh, this is what he's got, this is what he gives you. And therefore, what do you want from Allah? This is what I got, this is what I give you. Yeah. If it's a Matana, so it's not Yerusha. It's Matana, it's not yours, it's not our problem, that it's Chomesh or Pesach. Go, bring us something that's Shavuot Pruta.
Well, you can't give a gift of something less than Shavuot Pruta.
We just, a gift? No, a gift or a gift, Shavuot Pruta. Even if you can give a gift. Yeah, we're not saying give a gift. We're saying, is it in a din of Matana or a din of Yerusha? If it's a din of Yerusha, so the Gazlan, that was what he was Yoresh. And therefore, he's giving what he was Yoresh, what he got, he's giving to the Kohanim. If he got it, so to speak, it's not really his, but he's giving a matana to the Kohanim to be Yotzei, his matana has to be Shavuot Pruta. Because we learned a second ago that when you give to the Kohanim, it's got to be Shavuot Pruta. So if it's Yerusha, so then it came from the Ger to the Gazlan was Yoresh, and now he's giving to the Kohanim what he was Yoresh. So we can't argue, that's what he got, that's what he gives. But if he never Yoreshed anything, he wasn't Yoresh, the Gazlan didn't inherit anything, and now he's just got to come and give a matana to the Kohanim to be Chozer B'tshuva or what he stole. We are interested now in the Chomesh Shavuot Pesach. We want something Shavuot Pruta. What's troubling you, Robert?
I thought it should be looking at where the Ger.
The Ger's dead.
Right. Dead Ger. Right. Whether the Kohanim receive these items
as a
Yerusha,
right,
or as a Matana.
Same thing.
But they, who do they receive it through?
From the dead
gear. Who do they receive it through?
Through the Gazlan.
So now, if it came through the Gazlan, it was, for the gear was Morish to the Gazlan, and the Gazlan is now giving what he was Yoresh to the Kohanim. Therefore, this is what I got, this is what I give. But if it wasn't, there's no Yerusha involved here, and there's a separate din that the Kohen, that the Gazlan has to bring a Matana to the Kohanim, then we want to make sure your matana must be a Shavuot Pruta. If it's not Shavuot Pruta, it's not considered a matana. Right, I think that's the question. Right, if Amat Yoshin Havu Haina Didi Adur, if Amat Bekabe Matano Tavu, that the Kohanim would just get Matano Tavu, Matana Kam Rachmana, the Nitiv Lahu, Vahai Loke Yav Le Midi, the Afre Ba'almahu, because it's Afar, it's worth nothing. Right? Rav Ziri Bayach, Rav Ziri says this is the question. אפילו אם תמצא לומר, אפילו אם you want to say, מקבלי מתנה הבו, even if they all, you say that they're מקבלי מתנה, הלא איבאינן, that's not our ספק, that's not what we're concerned about. What are we concerned about? הלא איבאינן, why? תהי מתנה מרחמנה דיני תבדוק. The Torah says, give it. So that's not our question. אלא כי כמי באילן, but when we have a ספק, we have a question, what is our question? כגון שנפלו לו עשר בהמות בגזל הגר. That's what we speak. We speak a different case altogether. Now the guy's got 10 בהמות. מחייב להפרו שמיניו מעשר או לא. Now the question is, does he have to מפריש מעשר? Right, we're speaking here, I think, about the gazlan. Right, before we say, does he have to מפריש מעשר? What's the question over here? What is the Indian over here, מפריש מעשר? Because שנפלו לו עשר בהמות. Look at Rashi over here. All the Kohanim. I said it could be either, but I don't think it makes it. Not enough Kamina here, but you're right. It probably makes more sense that the Kohanim have to do it, because the Kohanim are getting it. But it's כשנפלו לו, though. שנפלו לו עשר בהמות בגזל הגר. Who's the נפלו לו? The גזלן. Right. מחייב להפרו שמיניו מעשר או לא. Right? The question here is, when a person inherits something, so by the time that you inherit something, you know, before you split it up, as partners don't mafrish maser, this maser behema, if they shutafim. So when you yoresh as brothers from your father, if you haven't yet split things up, okay, so the question is that it's not really, you aren't really partners in anything yet, it still belongs to your father, you'd have to do the maser. Once you split things up, you don't have to do the maser any longer. Or the other way around, maybe I'm getting confused. But look at Rashi over here. Yeah, you see, Mati. Rashi says to the Kohen. Right? That's why your Ruach HaKodesh helped you there. Right? La Kohen. Right?
Right.
דהי מתנה רחמן נתיב לאלוקים ובעלן כגון שנפלו לו עשר בהמות בגזל הגר מחייב להפרו שמינה מעשר לו יורשין הבו. Right, so why we, what are we saying? Yeah, יורשין הבו ואמר מר קנו בתפיסת הבית חייבים. Okay, so they were יורשין and they were קונה בתפיסת הבית, they are חייב. Look at Rashi there, קנו יתומים שקנו בהמות. Right, they got these behemot, right? Then actually, betfisat habayit, klomar naflu lehem behemot beYerusha, ad shelo chilku. It came to Yerusha of all of them. They haven't yet allocated them between them, right? Chayavin, they have to do, maaser or dilma mekabel matalot havu. Maybe they mekabel matalot and they're not yoshim, and therefore there's no Indian here of maaser behemot or not. So that is the question according to Rav Zira. Of the question over here, utnah. So we still haven't answered yet, right? We just changed a little bit of the style of the question, but our question should arise: is it a matana or is it Yerusha?
Is it only okay. For a
master behemoth? No, our question here is with regard. With regard to the parents. Pretty much, in the case of the yatomim, right? Well, that's the master. What other master is there? They got this behemoth. But as far as the kohanim are concerned, did they get it as Yerusha or did they get it as master? So whether we ask the question the way Rava asked the question, or whether we ask the question the way Rav Zira asked the question, let's look at the same question. Utnan, and we've got a Mishnah that says, Halokeach, Vahanitan lo b'matana, patur mimaser behema. Right, look at Rashi. Halokeach, lakach asarat la'im, shelo nit asru minashuk. Right, you bought these 10 calves, and they hadn't yet had any maser behema taken from them. Right? Right, so you take these b'matana, and they give it to him as a matana. He's patur from maser behema. Right, the guy who gets it as a matana is patur. And Rashi says to us in Masechet Bechorot, Mefarish time, we'll learn the reason we get to Masechet Bechorot. Okay, but the idea here is as a matana, you patur. So that's our question: are these kohanim getting it as a matana, or they're getting it as a yerusha? If they're getting it as a Yerusha, they have to take the Maser.
I'm saying, it only puts the Maser behemah.
To the Maser behemah, maybe. If they're getting it as a Yerusha, they would, as a Matana, they wouldn't have to. So one says, my, so what's the question? Is it a Yerusha or is it a Matana? He says, we learn from a bright. Toshma. Esrim v'arba matanot kohuna netnul aharon v'anav. They got 24 matanot. Uh-huh. Okay, the 24 mishmarot, 24 matanot. Uh-huh. Number 24 with the Kohanim comes a lot, right? A lot. right? V'chula nitnu b'chlal u'pratu klal. And all of them, they learned from a klal u'pratu klal, right? And the Rashi brings the psukim, we're going to get the psukim now, they're all psukim they learn it from. And the end of the pasuk, look at Rashi there, can you see the Rashi that says there, kol ha'makayimin kilu kayam? Mm-hmm. Right above that, it says about Midbar Yulchet, can you see? Rashi there, the end of it, it says, right? V'chol tshumat kodshim chazar uchlal, v'hadar ketiv, at the end of the pasuk it says, Brit melach olam hu. Brit melach olam. Brit melach is like a Brit that lasts forever. Melach lasts salt. Forever. Salt lasts forever, doesn't go off, right? Because salt is not a food, you know that. Salt is not a food, it's a stone, it's a
mineral.
Right.
It's solid.
Right.
What's the Brit
melach? This brocha that the Kohanim get. It's a Brit melach, it's forever. The Kohanim have got a Brit Hashem.
They're
24 matanot. That are all no klalu prat. It's a few psukim. The Torah is about klalu prat.
They
learn that these and the last pasuk says brit melach, right? So now the Gemara says ubrit melach. What does it mean ubrit melach? Right? Uvuchul ani dlu beklalu prat uklal ubrit melach kol. Amakayim ubrit melach kol amakayim in kilu makayim klalu prat uklal ubrit melach kol aover alehem kilu aover al klalu prat uklal ubrit melach. Look at Rashi. Kol ha'makayim kilu kiyem. Kol ha'Torah kula. Shenidna nidrosh bichlal u'pratu klal. U'keilu kiyem kol ha'korbanot shenidna bahen brit melach. If you makayim is matanot, if you did everything. And if you mayfair, you obviously were as if you were mayfair everything. I think I saw Lekutei Rashi, which explained nicely brit melach. Look there, Lekutei Rashi. There it says brit melach. Ketiv b'seifei brit melach olamu. Kashem shebrit melach eina shovetet, kach zu lo tishbot. Never ends. It's ongoing forever, right? Ve'eluhen, and these are the matanot that the Kohanim got. Okay, so all you Kohanim here, it's important to know this, right? Ve'eluhen, ve'as eser b'migdash, 10 of the matanot they can only eat in the Beit HaMikdash. Ve'ar b'Yerushalayim, and 4 of them they can eat in Yerushalayim. Ve'eser b'gvulim, and the 10 they can take out. So they 10 in the Beit HaMikdash, 4 in Jerusalem and 10 outside, which makes up 24. We'll see that it's more than 24 because some of them are actually subcategories. Right? Eser b'migdash, what are eser b'migdash? Chatat b'heima, a korban chatat is kodshim, right? It's kodshim. Has to be in the Beit HaMikdash. V'chatat ha'of, v'asham vadai, right? Asham vadai. There are 5 types of ashamot vadai. I think Rashi says it there. Yeah. Asham vadai, chamishahen, right? There's 5 types: gzeilot, meilot, shivcha charufa. You know, that's if you, we saw this as well, right? That's if you have relations with a shivcha knanit who's meyuedet, I think, to an eved ivri. Someone help me with the notes. I think I'm right, though.
Eved
knani. Okay.
That's no, sorry. She cohabited with a half-freed knanite maid servant who had been betrothed to a Hebrew slave.
A Hebrew slave, right? With the eved ivri, right? We learned the shivcha charufa, and then a nazir, the hashem of a nazir, and a metzora. And Rashi says, even though they're 5 different types, they're considered one. They're considered Asham Badai. V'asham talui, v'zivchei shalmei tzibur, right? V'log shemen shel metzora, right? Remember the log shemen shel metzora? U'motar ha'omer, what's from the omer, right? Interesting, yeah, I did the math yesterday. It's worth listening, worth understanding what's from the omer. Because the omer is from the sorim, right? Of Shavuot, right? And it's asirit ha'efa. It's a tenth of an eifah. Now, a tenth of an eifah is 432 egg measurements. So a tenth of an eifah is 43.2. Do they have the maths there? I did it all myself. Have you got the maths in your note there?
No,
that's it. I thought you were looking at the numbers. Mm. Right? So an omer is 43.2 eggs worth. So it's quite a lot. And they only bought a kmitza, right? It was a komet, which was done as the korban. There's a hell of a lot left over. So that was given to the Kohanim to eat. Ushte alechem, and on Shavuot, ushte alechem, and lechem apanim, that every Shabbos, the Kohanim would eat the lechem from the previous week, and the whole mitzvah was, the miracle was, it was still fresh and warm, right? Ushayre menachot, and all the way from the Kohanim, those are the 10. V'arba b'Yerushalayim, and 4 in Yerushalayim, ha-bechora, v'abikurim, v'amura min ha-todah, v'el nazir, v'orot, and then there's kochim asha b'gvulin, truma, and that's in the kochim, sorry, and then asra b'pudin truma or trumel maser v'chad v'reshit agez v'adlo pidyon aben pidyon peter chamor v'stei achuza v'stei achramim v'gez dager v'kaka. All right, and what's the bottom line of all of these things? How did the brayta start off? Esrim v'arba matanot, and what's the last one over here? V'gezel hager ekakari mia matana shma mina mekable matanot havu shma mina.